Matthew Stafford making news.
Not in a good way, though.
No, it's not a good look. Some are wondering, did he really understand what was going on? Some suggesting that perhaps it was the end of a long day where he was partaking in some libations that maybe altered his judgment. So Stafford and his wife Kelly, as the celebrations were going on, and at some point a photographer wanted to take a picture of Matthew and Kelly on the stage.
On the stage, right.
And then, unfortunately, the photographer was on the edge of the stage and
fell
backward off the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Broke her thigh.
Yeah, about 8 feet. And Stafford is seen kind of turning and walking away while his wife has got the concerned look on her face.
Yes.
And she goes and looks over to see what's going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
However, unless you have the proper training and have medical, you know, you don't want to touch or move people in accidents, et cetera, et cetera. And someone like Stafford, with all the money he's got, would be a prime target for someone to bring a suit against or whatever. Not sure that's what was going through his head at the time, but you can't be careful enough.
I don't think so. I don't think anybody was expecting him to be Superman and come in there and do anything.
Yeah.
But I think it just looked bad that, you know, she
turning his back
and just turned his back and just continued to party.
And he seemed to mouth like, "Oh my."
Yeah. He did. He
turned
did.
And grabbed a drink of water.
Right. Yeah, and just walked away. Yeah. Right. Didn't look good.
Didn't look good. And again, some are wondering if it's just because maybe he just didn't fully understand. It's just like, wow, what just happened?
Well, that's the thing, though, is that he didn't, but his wife obviously did.
Yeah. Well, she was sober.
Yeah.
Later on, so the Rams and I think Matthew and Kelly Stafford both themselves said, look, we'll make sure all her medical bills are taken care of. We'll buy her new equipment, whatever she needs.
Yeah.
And she, I think, is okay. Because she was actually sending out messages from the hospital. She had a back brace on or something like that. So
didn't she fracture her?
She broke her thigh, from what I heard. Yeah,
I was reading fractured spine.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Spine?
I'm
not sure.
Fractured her spine as a result of the fall.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe there was other injuries too, but that would be the big one, I would suppose.
Yeah.
So there's even been a GoFundMe account been set up as well.
Right. Right. And, you know, here's the thing. I mean, yes, everybody is going to, make mistakes. Thankfully, a lot of my mistakes were never captured on camera and then shared with social media through all the years. So, you know, there is that. But I don't think the Staffords or the Rams had any choice just after that blew up on social media and seeing his reaction. I think that was the best course of action they could take. The only course of action maybe they could take.
With someone falling. How hard has he been hit and racked and wrapped around and turned inside out and had leg injuries and everything else? I mean, maybe it's not a big thing with him when he sees someone take a fall.
Maybe he could have come to her rescue all the times.
Maybe.
We've got a video link if you haven't seen it, by the way, on our Morning Team show page. If you want to check it out, you can just look for the Morning Team page for today. And we got the link up there. There's a lot of different postings of the video. We chose one from... some news source in Los Angeles.
Right. You know, all that being said and being critical of his reaction, he didn't push her off the stage that. So, I mean, she just
lost her balance, fell backward. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So there you go. As I said, since we've talked about the Super Bowl every day this week, some kind of attachment figure. Might as well end the week with some kind of story as well.
Well, that was a story that just did blow up yesterday. Went viral.
Well, as long as we're talking about... football and Matthew Stafford, and of course the attention that he was paid to him because of his ties to the Lions. And just real quick, don't know if you heard, Lions have announced that they're going to keep the season ticket prices the same for the coming season.
Woo-hoo. Wow, you mean there's no inflation there, huh?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Team President Rod Wood says, "We understand that our results last season were good enough, and I speak for everyone at the Lions when I tell you that we're committed to being better on and off the field as we prepare for the 2022-23 season."
Yeah, I'm going to guess that they'll be okay.
I would think so. And it would be, they say, as a bonus if they keep the season ticket prices the same, because next season the Lions will get the 9th home game.
Oh, right.
Because you have 17 games. Okay. This year they had 8, so next year you have 9. So if you're a season ticket holder.
Maybe that's one reason why they kept
little
the prices
little,
right where they are.
Little offering, perhaps.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean parking will stay the same? And food and concessions and all that.
No talk about the ancillary costs of attending a game.
Holy darn. Well, hey, give him credit for at least not raising the ticket prices.
By the way, if you are a season ticket holder, it says that there will be choices of two exclusive incentives for season ticket holders.
Yeah.
You could have a virtual Q&A session with General Manager Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, or a tour of Ford Field. That'd be kind of interesting. Why don't they just offer both?
Yeah.
I didn't realize this. Did we talk about this? Did I miss this? It also says in the stories that the Lions averaged a league worst 51,522 paid tickets last season per game.
Yeah.
Wow, I missed that completely.
I can believe that, especially the way they started, if you recall. I think that a lot of people just kind of soured on them after a while.
So by the time they were doing something decent by the end of the season, the fans are like, what's it matter? We're out of the playoffs anyway, so who cares?
Right.
Well, does the size of the venue come into play there at all? I mean, is Ford Field smaller than some of the other venues they play football in?
I think it might be, but I just think it's the overall sales. It didn't matter the venue size. We're just talking about the number of tickets sold.
Yeah. Hmm. I thought Ford Field was around the league average.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just off the top of my head. Don't quote me on that one. But good. Good for Lions for doing that.
Showing you a little understanding of the fans. And, you know, if you have a great season, we'll understand if you raise the prices. If you don't, then don't.
And let's hope... Major League Baseball will follow suit if they ever get a season. I didn't like reading for the first time, hearing that negotiations aren't going well, that now we were hearing about spring training could be pushed back. Now I'm starting to read the words, the regular season start is now in jeopardy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, when you have a meeting that took place yesterday and after 15 minutes it ended.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good indication that things aren't going well.
They are not going well.
15 minutes. Whew, that's some tough negotiations going on.